Blog Talk Radio.
Over the last few months on the A Lion for Life podcast, we've established some of the usual parameters for a new school year. We've talked about some new programs, things that have changed, as well as some things that are very familiar to people around St. Vider High School. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and today we're going to welcome a new guest to the conversation and focus on something that we've talked about tangentially in other conversations but never really focus on, and that's the service component for students at St. Vider High School. And to help us today is Amy Northrup, campus minister at St. Vider. And Amy, our first chance to talk on the podcast, so thanks for taking the time. It's nice to have you with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
So let's say, there are key pillars to the St. Vider education that we talk about often, including obviously a college prep educational component. But talk to me about faith formation as an important part of education at St. Vider.
Sure. I think that faith is really at the heart of everything that we do here at St. Vider. Every student is enrolled in a theology class, which is just part of the daily life of our students. So every day they're getting some theology education, obviously, but additional to that, or just sort of underlining all of that education, is daily prayer, prayer at the start of every class, and then our opportunities to come together and to serve, but to also celebrate the Eucharist and have community liturgies once a month. I think it's really a thread throughout the entire St. Vider experience.
And when you talk about theology and the faith experience, I think we saw recently that about 75% of the incoming freshman class come from a Catholic feeder school, so a good quarter mm-hmm. come from public or other private schools. Does that process of faith formation evolve as you see it from when they walk in as a freshman to when they're leaving 4 years later?
Yeah, I think so. I think what's really lovely about our theology programs and then all of the campus ministry initiatives as well is that we really ask our students to do some critical thinking around their faith and to really integrate sort of what they're learning in the classroom with the service that they're doing outside of the classroom. And I can see sort of an evolution of their ability to critically think about these issues, about the way that their faith can be integrated into their daily lives. So from the time they're freshmen to the time they're seniors, you really see sort of a development that's it's pretty cool to watch.
And well, you've mentioned campus ministry, you've mentioned theology classes, prayer, mass, things of that type. How does the campus ministry, which you are responsible for along with Nancy DeBroy, how does that factor in? I heard you say the word integrated, too, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Is campus ministry a part of everyday life at St. Vider?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, our students, whether they really realize it or not, are getting some messaging from us every single day. And I think our role in campus ministry is to not only sort of help students to encounter God, encounter Jesus in their daily lives, but also to sort of learn how to live out the Vider charism from the clerics of St. Vider. So we really, in all of our programming, try to get the students to realize that they, have a role in serving their community. And so we do that through retreats. We have several retreat offerings that we provide for the students. We take students out of school and go do service together as a community. And we really try to, when we do our daily prayer over announcements during homeroom, we try to highlight issues that are happening in the world today and issues that are specific to our students' needs and really help them to make those connections.
And service is the one thing I really wanted to focus on today.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to hear, your thoughts on it in terms of, why it's important, and I think in some ways how it separates St. Vider from other schools. But there's a huge commitment. It's part of the Viatorian process. Well, why do we feel it's important as an advisor that service be a part of these students' lives for 4 years?
Well, I really think that it it's rooted in our Catholic identity as well as our Viatorian identity. So, you know, being Catholic, we recognize that we are one, like, universal human family, and if one member of our community is not thriving, is not doing well, then it's our responsibility as a community to support that person or that group. And so I think that's really at the heart of why we do service at St. Vider. We talk about in our mission, vision, and values at Vider that we are really called to live out the values of the gospel. We are called to transformative action, as we say in our mission, vision, and values. And I think that's really like why we ask our students to do service, because they're not just here to be to sort of be nourished intellectually. They're here to learn in a very holistic way and to be really like active and productive members of this community and the community as a whole, like the Arlington Heights and the Chicago area community.
And that's an outstanding answer to the why, which I think is critical and often gets overlooked. But now let's talk about the how a little bit. How,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about students being involved and doing service, what does that look like throughout the 4 years?
Yeah, so actually we're kind of at an interesting point in the life of the service program at Vider. We're sort of taking this year to reexamine the how as an office, as a department in campus ministry. But as of right now, really the students are asked to do volunteer work in a variety of ways. So they're given the opportunity to serve really any community, ideally they're working with a designated 501c3 nonprofit, and they can go out into our local community or beyond that. We have some students that do international service trips or domestic service trips, but basically, they're asked to do a significant portion of their service to the marginalized, so really any group of people that doesn't always get the attention that it deserves from the rest of society. So they have to do a significant portion of their service in that category. And then they also have to really commit to service to our school community. So we call that in-house service, and then anything else. So like service to the altar, basically that would be like altar serving or singing in their church choir. Those are some of the things that our students frequently will participate in. And then we also like give them opportunities to do service. So we recently took a group of students to do a simulation of what it's like to be a refugee moving from one's home country to another country seeking refugee status. And that was a really powerful experience. So we try to sort of manufacture some service experiences that the students can do as a group. And then they have to log their service hours into our online portal. So we can track how much they're doing and when they're doing it, essentially.
I'm really enjoying the conversation with Amy Northrup today, the campus minister at St. Vider High School. Amy's taken some time to join us and talk about service, and we'll get some information from her shortly about where you can find out more, especially for prospective families who would like to really fully understand this. And I would also say, as one of many people, and we've got hundreds and hundreds of followers on the school Twitter account, you'll see great examples of some of these projects taking place and the students doing things. So social media is a great way to track some of the activities. Amy, you were just talking about how that commitment works as well as tracking and sort of keeping students on track. Let's look at it from their perspective. We don't want to just necessarily define this as a obligation that needs to, check a box. What do you hope that students gain from going through this process while they're at St. Vider?
That's a great question. I think that our goal in campus ministry and as a school community is that our students are encountering other people that they might not normally encounter. Hopefully, they're doing service, one that makes them think critically about issues in the world. So, asking questions like, why does poverty exist? Or, how is food scarcity possible? Asking those kinds of questions. So hopefully they're really being challenged in their sort of preconceived notions about the world. But also we hope that through service, our students are empowered to feel like they have a voice and that they have the ability to make lasting change in the world. So that's they're kind of lofty goals, but I think that that's really like at the core what we want our students to be walking away with.
And I'm sure most teenagers have a somewhat myopic view, and they're all very busy with what they do at St. Vita. Is there a little bit of you that hopes that really this sort of plants a seed and 10 and 15 years from now when they're in the business world or medical or whatever else they're doing and they're leaders, that this still resonates and it's something that becomes familiar to them?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we are very much aware that, not every single student is going to be profoundly and deeply impacted by the service that they do. But hopefully even one small encounter does plant that seed. And even if we don't see the fruits of that, then hopefully as they grow and change and encounter new things in their lives, they'll hold on to that and be able to live that out as adults.
And I also want to go back to something you mentioned at the beginning when you talked about campus ministry in particular, and just the masses that take place at St. Vita. And when you bring the student body and the faculty all together, it can be a pretty powerful experience. Tell me how mass is incorporated throughout the school year.
Yeah, so we have a monthly liturgy that we gather all together as a community. And so we'll, depending on what's going on that month or what the focus is, so we have a liturgy coming up this month that celebrates the Feast of St. Vita. And so we are going to be inviting a lot of the clerics, a lot of the Viatorians to come and celebrate with us. And what I love about our all-school liturgies is that they really are an opportunity. We don't get a lot of opportunities to be together, all almost 900 of us, right? So to be able to come together and to celebrate the Eucharist and to see the life of the church in this, being acted out is really, really lovely. And a lot of it is student-led, which is great. We do a lot of, ministerial leadership development with our students. So we have student and faculty and staff Eucharistic ministers. Our students do all of the readings at liturgy. Sometimes we'll have a student do the call to worship. And so they really get a chance to take ownership of their faith and of the Mass.
Well, I'm going to be very unfair to you now, and you shared a great deal of information. We only have about a minute left, and I would love to hear from you. Just talk to prospective families, people who are considering St. Vita, and maybe just tell them why service and faith formation really separate this school from the other outstanding high schools in the area, and if they have questions or want more information, where they can go get those answers.
Sure. I think that what separates us from other communities is that we are deeply community oriented. When I walk down the hall, we do have a lot of students here. But when I walk down the hall, I can say hi Jimmy or hi Alicia, and I know the kids by name and they know who I am, even though I'm not in the classroom with them every day. And we're committed to helping one another. And that's why I think it's important that this program at Vita, lives on and continues to give our students the opportunities to be committed to service. In terms of where you can find more information about us, if you go to the Faith tab on the St. Vita.com website, you can find all sorts of information about faith life at St. Vita, retreats, prayer, service, and any of the other programs we offer. You can also follow us on Twitter at CampusMinSVHS. So that's our Twitter handle. And we'll tweet about programs that we have coming up or service opportunities, a wide variety of things.
Wonderful. Amy Northrup, fantastic to talk to you today. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks to everyone for listening. You've got information there as to where you can find out more, and I think we'll look forward to talking to Amy again down the road here on the Align for Life podcast. Thanks for being with us.